Hi, my name is Dr. Ksenia Gershberg, and I am here with Empowered Mama Chiropractic, inviting you to ride the roller coaster of motherhood together as we navigate through to help raise healthy and happy families. Will you join me? I am passionate in providing resources so parents can make informed decisions to grow healthy families. Thank you for joining me today. Welcome to Empowered Mama Chiropractic Podcast, Episode 2. Thank you for joining me today as we discuss one of the most common childhood conditions, eczema. Did you know that the diagnosis of eczema in children under 17 is becoming more and more prevalent in the United States? A portion of it to be blamed on genetics and a portion on the environmental as well as dietary factors. What is eczema? So eczema is a medical condition in which patches of skin become rough and inflamed with blisters that cause itching and bleeding, sometimes resulting from a reaction to irritation, but more typically there's no obvious cause. According to the National Eczema Association, the exact cause of eczema is unknown. Researchers do not know what develops eczema. It could be a combination of genes or environmental triggers. When something outside the body switches on the immune system, skin cells don't behave as they should, causing the flare-ups. I see mom pictures all the time on mommy groups asking if their child has eczema and what they can do to help. Well, first of all, know the signs. So in infants, for the first 6 months, eczema usually appears on the face, the cheeks, chin, forehead, and scalp. For babies 6 to 12 months, at this stage, eczema often appears on your baby's elbows and knees. Places are easy to scratch or rub as they're crawling. Toddlers 2 to 5 years old, it occurs usually in the face, and it can appear as red patches with small bumps, and it's harder with toddlers because if it's itchy, they will scratch it until it bleeds. So that's the only issue. And with children 5 years and up, it's usually in the folds of the elbows or the knees and on child's hands. At least 70% of people have had hand eczema at some time in their life. That's a big number. A big percentage. So the question is why? So I had advanced training in allergies. I specialize in a technique called advanced allergy therapeutics. And I know that most allergies come from stressors such as food triggers or environmental factors. And the important thing is to find the true cause. And there are many ways you can do that. You can find a functional nutritional practitioner near you. You can find an advanced allergy therapeutic specialist or run some allergy lab tests in the pediatrician's office. The main thing is not to cover it up with lotion and call it a day. Yes, by all means, get your child some relief, put some lotion on there, but make sure to find that underlying cause. For symptom relief, I recommend Shiki's Borage Therapy Lotion for kids. You could do oatmeal baths, and starting from the top, starting with changing their diet right away. You need to find that underlying cause to make sure you fix the actual issue than just treating the symptoms and covering them up. So this is the short remedy list of what to try. Number one is elimination diet. Number two is probiotics, adding daily probiotics, and make sure you're getting high quality probiotics and supplements. Number three is supplements, so daily vitamins, vitamin D and vitamin C. Again, make sure that you're getting the high quality ones. Best lotions that worked are Shiki Borage Therapy for Children. And you can also try Aveeno Baby Eczema, and that's just for relief. That's not treating the underlying cause. That's only treating the symptoms. Oatmeal baths, and you know, make sure not to overbathe. Keep your toddler's nails short, because they will scratch away. And if possible, see a pediatrician with an alternative healthcare background, or see a functional nutritional practitioner near you. And the last point is to see a chiropractor who specializes in pediatrics. Chiropractors don't treat eczema, but what we do is we help boost the immune system, make sure that everything is working properly, and making sure everything is aligned in your spine, in your child's spine, that everything is working how it's supposed to, giving that immune boost. Thank you for listening to episode 2 of the Empowered Mama Chiropractic Podcast. I hope you enjoyed our topic today and share it with a friend.